Now, I want you to have a listen to something. Just have a listen to this.
In a world of fun and fantasy and ever-changing views and computer terminology, Commodore is news. Are you keeping up with the Commodore? Because the Commodore is keeping up with you.
Now, I could let that go for the full minute, but I don't think any of us are ready for that. That blast for the past was, of course, the Commodore 64 ad from the 80s. I think I've had that stuck in my head since the 80s. I can still sing along with nearly the entire thing. That incredibly popular PC of the 80s is back. Retro apparently comes for all of us, and the C64, as it was known, is back as the C64 Mini, half the size of the original, complete with 64 classic games, old-school joysticks, the works. Why, I guess, is the question. Well, to answer that, I've got Alex Boz. Now, he's the co-founder of the Oz Retro Gamer site, and I believe I've described him as being a video game historian before, so I'm going to stick with that. Alex, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
G'day, Nick. How's it going?
Good. Now, when you and I have talked retro gaming before, we've often talked about sort of console games like your Nintendos and your Segas. It's different to me thinking of what I thought of as a PC coming back as retro. I mean, did you sort of imagine that the Commodore 64 was going to make a comeback this way?
Not really. Look, 10 years ago, I would have probably laughed, but probably in the last 4 or 5 years, definitely. Look, the scene's been growing for a while. There's still games being made for it, actually, for the Commodore 64. So, yeah, and with the success of Nintendo's NES and SNES Classic Mini, I thought the time is pretty much right on for the 64 to make a comeback.
Now, the 64 is interesting to me because I did a bit of research because, of course, it was the computer that, you know, I grew up with, you know, Choplifter and all that kind of stuff, but also actual PC stuff. Like, you could do spreadsheets, you could do word processing. Apparently, as recently as 2001, when they did a bit of a poll about it, it was still hugely recognisable as a brand. What is it, do you think, about the Commodore 64 that's been so pervasive? Why has it left such a big legacy?
I think Jack Tramiel, the founder of Commodore, said it best. He said, computers for the masses, not the classes. So, look, it was designed and created for everyone to actually have a computer back in the 80s, and back then, if you remember, the Apples and the IBM PC computers were, you know, thousands of dollars, and the Commodore came in for, you know, $500 back then. And look, a lot of us said we'll use it for school to do word processing, but in the end, we just loved playing games on it, and it just stuck around for such a long time. It was in production for 12 years, and as I said, I never threw mine out, so I kept it thinking that he may make a comeback. That's a lie. But it did, and I'm glad I actually kept it because, as I said, they're still making games for it, and it's one of those things that, you know, people might have kept their Atari 2600s from the early 80s, but for me, it was a Commodore 64 that really shone a bright light for me because, yeah, it was a computer I grew up with and I still love, and every time I take it out, or it's actually always on, that smell that you get from the plastic when it warms up, nothing can recreate that. So, yeah, it's just a great reconnection with my childhood, I think, yeah.
You actually have your own original one, not just an original, but your own original one.
Absolutely, absolutely. I still remember the day my parents went to Meijer and spent $599 to get me the family pack with John Laws on it. So John Laws was a big... he was in all the Commodore ads, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, so I remember coming back from school and seeing it on my bed, and I actually cried. I was so happy. So, yeah.
Does that mean you still break out the old tape drives, or did you upgrade to a floppy?
I did. It took me about 2 years back in the 80s to upgrade, but I remember with that the tapes were so, you know, you would load them, and they might not load, and then you have to restart, and it just took ages, and I remember loading a particular game that took 48 minutes. It was Arne Armchair's America's Cup back in 87. And, we would go out and play cricket, come back, yep, still loading, that's fine. And, 48 minutes later, you would load. And if not, well, guess what? You have to rewind the tape and start from scratch and muck around with the tape heads and make sure they're aligned. And, yeah, no, I got really, really good with the screwdriver, mucking around with the data set heads to load the game. So, yeah, but the floppy was a godsend when I got it. It was, wow, instead of, you know, half an hour to load a game, it only took a couple of minutes. So That was fantastic.
You are giving me goosebumps remembering all of that, trust me. So do you think something like the C64 Mini, I mean, we're talking about a PC that is, it first came out, 36 years ago. Clearly, a lot of people who are going to be out and buying something like the C64 Mini never even knew of the Commodore 64 apart from old catalogues or, exhibitions like what you put on at PAX. Do you think it's going to have appeal?
Absolutely. Look, if social media is anything to go by, there's been a lot of buzz about the Mini. So, if the big retailers like EB and JB have got them on pre-order, that means it's going to do really, really well. So I think parents or people that grew up with the 64 would probably want to introduce that to their kids. So, it's going to be fantastic passing on to the next generation.
Can we expect you to do a side-by-side with the Mini and the original?
Ooh, just give me a great idea.
Alex Boz, thank you very much, mate. We'll have links up to your Oz Retro Gamer site up on 2SER.com. Thanks for chatting again.
Thanks, Nick.
Alex Boz there. As I said, I like to describe him as a video game historian. The man knows more about retro gaming and retro computing than anyone I've actually met. We will link up to his website. And yeah, the Commodore 64 is back, the C64 Mini. I'm a little surprised, but I'm also really, really keen. Like I said, it was the computer I grew up with.